Imagine we still live in the days where you had to have an operator connect you to a phone number. The phones could be working, but if the operator is overwhelmed or unable to connect, you still can't make the call. In a sense, that's what's happening with the DNS system. The sites may be running just fine, but if the addresses are, but if the route to them, but if the directory lookup, but if the directory lookup that gets you the right internet protocol address is but if the directory lookup that gets you the right internet protocol address isn't working, then you're not going to be able to get to them by going to their usual address. So that's well, this is an attack on the company that hosts the domain name servers. It's not necessarily an attack on the individual sites that went down, which could explain why so many went down. It's like they're going after the central hub that controls the directories that get you from your computer over to these other sites and services. If the reports that I'm reading are correct, it's not necessarily an attack on the sites themselves, but the domain name servers that direct you to those sites. This could be a major disruption for a lot of people's lives. Sure, if you're not able to watch your Netflix video, that might not be a tragedy. But there are people who literally make their living by using Twitter. And if it's down, they're not able to work. There could even conceivably be some emergency sites that could be affected by this. I'm not sure there are. But the point is that when a domain name server is down, it makes it almost impossible to reach the service. There are ways to get around it, but very few people would know how to do that. The big deal is that a lot of very popular sites are down, which means millions of people who want to use these services aren't able to do so and won't be able to until this issue has been solved. You know, if you can't tweet, if you can't watch Netflix, there are two things you can do. You can talk to your friends and family, or you can listen to KCBS. Based on what I'm seeing, I don't think you have to worry about the security of your account or any of your data. This is not like you broke into the bank. It's more like you put a barrier in front of the bank so that nobody can get in. A denial of service attack is not breaking into the server. It's overwhelming the server typically with so much data that you simply can't get through. I'm not sure exactly what this is, but I do know based on what I'm seeing, it's not jeopardizing the data, but it is certainly blocking people from accessing these sites. There can be a lot of different motivations. It can range anything from doing it just because it's fun, all the way up to financial crime or potentially even a nation state wanting to somehow disrupt commerce. It's hard to say until we get to the bottom of it, but there are a lot of motivations as to why people might want to slow down or shut down certain popular internet sites. I don't know if there's an increased number of attacks, but I do know that there have been a number of high-profile attacks that affect millions of people. So certainly in terms of the public, yes, it's become more of an issue. One, because these sites are more central to our lives, and two, because we've seen a number of vulnerabilities. Twitter being down is always a big deal, and I think it's especially a big deal now, so close to the election, because a lot of people are using Twitter to get news about the election, to share their thoughts, to access information from their favorite pundits. So in general, Twitter has become kind of a lifeline to certainly millions of people, not literally everybody, but certainly people in the news business, people in politics. It's a big deal when it's down.